Well, we haven't had good vital signs in the healthcare system to know how we're doing. And just now we're learning about how often we miss the mark. Patients need to know that 20 to 30% of all medications, tests, and procedures are unnecessary, according to studies by leading doctors in their specialty. And these figures that you're citing come from the New England Journal of Medicine, the Joint Commission, established bodies. When we put the proper metrics to measure the problem, we realize it's frequent that we miss the mark.
I am shocked by that wrong body part, wrong person surgery as many as 40 times a week. Last time I went in for surgery, they tag your leg or whatever body part is going to have surgery. How are those mistakes being made?
Well, unfortunately, the same mistakes keep happening in healthcare. When a plane crashes, the entire aviation and pilot community nationwide learns from that mistake because there's an investigation. In healthcare, we don't really learn from our mistakes as well. You look at the New York Times front page story today, one in five transplanted organs may be wasted. I mean, there is significant waste, fraud, and unnecessary health care in our system today, and patients need to know about it.
And how is a patient supposed to know? I mean, you're lying there under anesthesia. Doctor doesn't want to be questioned, I'm sure.
Well, for the first time, doctors' groups are stepping up, and they're developing good ways to measure a hospital's track record. That information is being put out there on the web, and it's getting better and better. Hospital Compare, Vital, ZocDoc, PubMed, these are sites that are starting to populate their patient information with good, reliable metrics, like Consumer Reports is with the Heart Surgery Society.